This has been a faith-building year. It's been a capacity-expanding year. It's been a capacity-increasing year. So I end out 2020 saying, again, my capacity has increased. Am I the only one feeling that? My capacity has increased. There's some things that I have had to hold on to, some things I've had to carry, some weight that I've had to endure this year that has increased my capacity. Now, I can end out this year like this, woe is me, and I just pray that I can get a little stronger in 2021, or I can stand up and flex a little bit and say, you know what? Yeah. God, we handled that. You handled that, and I'm better for it. Yeah. My capacity has increased. And so, I want you to say this with me. Those of you that are watching, I want you to say it. And then I want to move into sharing some things I believe God's going to do in 2021. But we got to end out this year in a place of faith. Because this is one of the statements that I made, and it's this. Capacity realized must be capacity recognized. Meaning, if you don't recognize it, there's a good chance you won't benefit from it. Capacity realized must be capacity recognized, or else it'll never be capacity utilized. Meaning that once you walk through something, you've gone through that class, you've gone to that school, and you graduated, and you got that Holy Ghost certificate concerning that area of your life, you can walk in, and any situation that looks similar to that, you can handle it. My capacity has increased. These last 2 years of being here at the embassy has increased my capacity. I told my team, I got my ownership legs under me now. My capacity has increased. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to get any easier right now, but my capacity has increased. I know how to handle some things now that I didn't know how to handle 2 years ago, Larry, when I got here. Can you say my capacity has increased? How many of you feel like, man, this year almost wore me out? Come on, just be honest. Come on, it's okay to say that. This year almost wore me out. This year tried to wear me out, and the devil tried to get in on it too. But I'm letting the devil know, and anybody else, my capacity has increased. Don't believe me, just watch. That's my story. So I want you to say this with me. My capacity has increased. Now I want you to say it like you really need to get somebody's attention. Because we need the enemy to know. I need the enemy to know just one more time. My capacity has increased. I'm better, I'm wiser, I'm stronger, I'm more confident. Okay, that would be a good time. Where my musicians go? That was a good time to get in right. Eddie, what you doing over there, man? Man, I need some musicians to stay on their post. I mean, that was like, I was waiting for it to, you know, something to come. He done gone over there, started sipping on water, and Jamal's texting people. And Gary tightening his strings. Stay with me, guys. You just need to know. We just flowing tonight, okay? Right. Hallelujah. We just flowing. You still reign. Y'all know that one. I still see you high and lifted up above the earth. I see you, man. And I still hear your voice above the noise that's loud and clear. And I still know your kingdom reigns. You reign, you still reign. In majesty, you still reign. In authority, your power and your might are greater than the fight. Okay, so here we go. There you go. Yeah, you guys, y'all just flow with that, okay? So y'all ready to make this declaration now? Okay, I want you to stand up, though. Since I got to stand up, you're going to stand up, too, for this. Hallelujah. And I mean this. Hear me. Let me say this again. Capacity realized must be capacity recognized. What I mean by that is you have to recognize that everything you've gone through has increased the God in you. Okay? It's increased the God in you because it's increased your capacity for the more of God to be manifested through you. Now, it doesn't mean that God gets bigger. It just meant you got bigger, and so there's a greater expression, okay? Capacity realized must be capacity recognized, or else it may never be capacity utilized. Okay? That's what Jesus was trying to get across to them after they fed the 4,000 and the 5,000, and then they were in the boat, and they were crying out, or they were complaining because they didn't have enough bread, and he said, y'all ain't got it. When we fed the 4,000, how many loaves did we have left? I mean, how many baskets left? When we fed the 5,000, how many did we have left? 12. He said, your capacity should be at the level now where you don't have to concern yourself with the loaf of bread you got. Matter of fact, one of you ought to be saying, give me that loaf of bread in the name. And it multiplies right in the ship, right in the boat. We're getting ready to see some of that in 2021. Here we go. My capacity has increased. I am better. I am wiser. I am stronger. I am more confident. I am more equipped. I am more determined. And I am more prepared now than I have ever been at any time in my life. Everything I have walked through, everything I have experienced, every victory, every failure, every advancement, every setback, every achievement, every disappointment, every joy, every heartache, every conversation, every miscommunication has taught me valuable lessons. And because I know that all things are working together for my good, I rejoice, I rejoice, I rejoice in knowing this. He which began a good work in me will complete it. My capacity has increased. Now shout and bless God. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. You can be seated. Hallelujah. That's how you want to end out the year. That's how you want to end out the year. And so for the next few moments as we finish this, and I'll pick this up again on Sunday, on the first Sunday of the new year, I believe that God's given me a word for 2021. It's a number of things that we will see in 2021. So I want to speak to them, and then we will, as I like to say, we'll unpack it as we go into the year. In Isaiah 30, it says this from the Message Bible. Let me just read some of this here. Musicians, just stay right there. You're doing good. It's from the Message Bible. So understand, this is kind of like this isn't a translation. It's more like a commentary. Okay? It's just like a narration of it. Okay? But this is what it says. Doom, rebel children, God's decree. You make plans, but not mine. You make deals, but not in my spirit. You pile sin on sin, one sin on top of another, going off to Egypt without so much as asking me, running off to Pharaoh for protection, expecting to hide out in Egypt. Well, some protection Pharaoh will be, some hideout Egypt. They look big and important, true, with officials strategically established in Zoan, in the north, and Haines, in the south. But there's nothing to them. Anyone stupid enough to trust them will end up looking stupid. All show, no substance, an embarrassing farce. And this note on the animals of Negev encountered on the road to Egypt, a most dangerous, treacherous route, menaced by lions and deadly snakes. And you're going to lug all your stuff down there, your donkeys and camels loaded down with brides, thinking you can buy protection from the hollow farce of a nation? Egypt is all show, no substance. My name for her is Toothless Dragon. What God is addressing here is the people of God wanting to go down to Egypt to find sustenance and live there. They're turning away from trusting in God. And what he's saying to them is, you can do that if you want, but you're not going to find what you're looking for. And I want to say to those of you that are watching and those of you that are here, the times in which we're living right now has caused there to be something in the atmosphere that have people wondering about their future. And for many, even in the church, they've been looking in the wrong place. They've been looking at the government, and they've been looking at officials, and they've been looking at individuals, not recognizing they're putting their faith in Pharaoh and in Egypt. When God says to them, their strength is to sit still, meaning wait on me. And so here we are, even as we end out the year, and there's all of the political acrobatics that are taking place right now. And I want to say this, and I'm not one to declare doom, but 2021 is not going to get a whole lot better for our nation. And for that reason, the church has to come to the forefront. Right now, there are many hoping and praying for that next stimulus check. When our hope and our prayers and our focus needs to be on the living God, who truly is our source. And so the word that he speaks to them is one that says, you're going to have to now deal with your decisions and your choices. And we as a nation have had to deal with our decisions and our choices. From the highest seat in the land down to every government and in our churches as well. We came into 2020, and many prophetically said it will be a year of seeing. 2020, that's the analogy we made. Here it is, we said seeing and believing. And without a doubt, 2020 has been a year to see some stuff. We've seen some ugly stuff. And I'm not talking about just in the world. I'm talking about in the church, in the body of Christ as well. And I believe that God is allowing all that to happen in order to move us into this space right now that he's taking us into. So I want to submit to you just a few things that I believe God's going to do as we go into 2021. Based on Isaiah 30, and now reading from verse 18, it says this, God is gracious and just. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him. O people of Zion, inhabitant in Jerusalem, you will weep no longer. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry when he hears it. He will answer you. Although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, wherever you turn, to the right or to the left. I want to submit to you that 2021 will be a year of following his voice. It will be a year of following his voice. 2021 is going to be a year of God speaking clearly to those who have an ear to hear. I want to tell you that 2021 will be a year of Holy Spirit audibles. Holy Spirit audibles. One of the things that I heard God say to me, he said, the church's playbook is obsolete. The church's playbook is obsolete. And I believe prophetically what he's saying about that is the way you used to do things, that is obsolete. The enemy has that playbook now. He knows how that works. But we're in a season, we're going into 2021, and it's going to be the year of following his voice. It's not going to be the same way where you come in and everything just kind of has a succinct way to it. But it's going to be to follow his voice. It's going to be Holy Spirit audibles. And one of the things that we'll say here at Ayers, we'll come together on any given morning and say, let's just press into this and listen for the audibles. And that term, in sports, in football, is when they're in the huddle and the quarterback gives a play when they come out of the huddle to the line. But when the quarterback looks at the defense, he recognizes, one, either they know the play or the way that they're set up has the probability of causing the play to not be successful. At that point, he has to make a decision. Do I run this play that I just told them in the huddle, or do I call an audible? Which means from the line, he'll say a number or he'll say something that they know the play just shifted. And I'm saying to us that as we go into 2021, you got to be listening for the voice of the Lord. You got to be listening for the Holy Spirit audibles, because things now are shifting because the playbook is obsolete. Now, when I say the playbook, I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm not talking about the scriptures. I'm talking about the strategies and the things that we have set in place to organize how we operate. But the enemy is cunning. And after a while, he knows there's only so many ways we can go, or so he thinks. But 2021 is going to be a year of Holy Spirit audibles. And so my encouragement to you is to find that place in God that allows you to be able to hear his voice. Because I'm not talking about just in terms of services. I'm talking about in our lives in general. That God will speak to you a word, even as it says right here. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Just like as Pastor Nina was saying, God kept telling her, do this, do this, do this. It's that Holy Spirit nudging. It's that Holy Spirit audible. I'm not talking about always getting a prophetic word. I'm talking about Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Holy Spirit on the inside of me. It says, do this. Secondly, I want to say that 2021 will be a year of supernatural provision. It's going to be a year of supernatural provision. And let me tell you why. Because many are getting caught up in what the system has to offer. But the system is not going to stay intact. And so God is going to begin to move supernaturally through provision. As a matter of fact, it goes on and it says there in that same chapter, Isaiah 30, it says, then will he give you rain for seed, which you will sow in the ground, and bread from the yield of the ground, and it will be rich and plenteous. So I want to submit to you, I want to submit to all of us, that 2021 is going to be the year of plenty. It's going to be the year of increase. Now you're going to have to settle in your mind and not live out of a need-based, need place. You see, you can pray in a place out of a place of need, and God can meet that need. Or you can pray out of a place of obedience or the belief of abundance and watch God do more than just what you need. Some years ago, I shared a message called Moving from the Miracle of Manna to the Blessing of Covenant. Moving from the Miracle of Manna to the Blessing of Covenant. And what that word simply says is this: all through the wilderness, God would bless them with manna. But it was just enough for the day. It was just enough to keep them going. But when they came into the promised land, they came into the covenant. And when they came into the covenant, it came with responsibilities. Because it says once they arrived, the manna stopped. Now the covenant was enacted, and now they had to believe and they had to trust God to fulfill his word and their covenant in their lives. It's the same for you and I. 2021, a year of supernatural provision. It goes on and says this: and on that day, your livestock will graze in a roomy pasture. Also, the oxen and the donkeys which work the ground will eat salted fodder, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. On every lofty mountain and on every high hill, there will be streams running with water on the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. It says, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times brighter, like the light of 7 days. On the day the Lord binds up the fraction of his people and heals the bruise he has afflicted. What God is saying there is, I'm bringing you back into that place of covenant with me. What's rightfully yours, I return to you. And for those who truly understand the season that we're in, I want you to know that 2021 is going to be a year of supernatural provision. Prepare for it. Get ready for it. Make a plan of it. Make a plan for it. If you had the resources to do what's in your heart to do, what would you do? What would you do? It's good to know it, and it's good to know it right now. I want to say to you this, that 2021 will be a year of divine protection. Will be a year of divine protection. Never in my lifetime have I witnessed the level of anger and violence that we're seeing in our nation right now. I've never witnessed such division as I'm seeing in our nation right now. And so as the church, we must pray. We must come against that anger. We must come against the spirit of violence. And we must pray for protection. In Isaiah 43 and verse 1, it says this: but now says the Lord, Creator, your Creator, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. He's talking about divine protection. 2021 is going to be a year of divine protection for the body of Christ, for those that are following hard after the Lord. Lastly, I'm going to share this. 2021 is going to be a year of the gatherings. It's going to be a year of the gatherings. It would seem like we're in a place right now where everyone has scattered. But I want to tell you this, 2021 is going to be a year of the gatherings. In Psalms 50 and verse 5, it says this: gather to me the godly ones, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Out of Isaiah again, 43, it says this: I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. And I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and bring my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. is going to be a year of the gathering. Those that have a stirring in their heart and recognizing the DNA of others who have a pursuit for God and the presence of God, to see the power of God manifested, not just in services, but in all walks of life. And it's going to be out of that gathering that we're going to see and experience an awakening and an outpouring that the world has yet to see. I declare it so. I believe it so. In the name of Jesus. Would you thank the Lord for his word? That's the word that God has given me for now.